Hey there, folks! You're listening to The Bugcast, episode 724. Canadian takeover of the Bugcast, which sadly means this is not recorded in front of a live studio audience as it normally would be, but at least you're getting some great music this week. Some of it will be Creative Commons, some of it won't. It's going to be an interesting mix-up to see where we get to at that hour mark and how much fun we can have on show 724, right? Amazing things. So I started off with a Canadian track there. That is something I have played on my own show, Insomnia Radio Canada. That is Rachel Hootsing and her track Sovereignty, Dear Little You. That track is available over on Bandcamp. It's from her debut album, Facing Into the Wind, which was recorded with some fantastic help from Heather and Ben over at Amphisvane Music. Heather and Ben do a lot of things to help lots of small, getting started independent music artists get that album out there. They find them funding through grants and stuff. So it's amazing what Ben and Heather can do. So if you've liked Rachel's stuff, go check out her Bandcamp. And we're going to have a little fun here on the Bugcast playing you lots of mix of wonderful things. It's a fantastic day here in Canada when I'm recording this. It's a balmy 22 degrees Celsius in my office, which is a much more pleasant change from my, oh my God, over 30 degrees Celsius. It has been in my office on the days I've been trying to record. It is warm, but it is nearing the end of summer. We are near the end of August now, and we're starting to get into my favorite time of year, fall, when we get all these beautiful fall colors here in our trees in Ontario. It's great. Great, right? So thank you one and all for tuning in to this special fun episode of the Bugcast where I get to take over and shake things up a little and do things a little bit more my way, a little less Dave and Caroline's way. And we're still going to have fun, play some great music, play some fantastic bumpers, and who knows what we'll talk about this week. Who knows? All I know is we're going to provide you with an hour of fantastic music and my wonderful voice that you get to listen to, right? Awesome. Here we go. Next track.
met your eyes, we shared a moment. What a surprise. Biscuits and coffee, then the bus home. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Can't believe it happened. It's a beautiful day. We shared a moment. Can't believe I fought you.
Stand tough enough on her own with the tenderness of in. She'd have to deal with the rest. She had to do what she could to come win her the path to fight. So beg, borrow, cheat, or steal, she made her way to town that night.
I get some interesting things that come across through to my inbox that I cannot play on Insomnia Radio Canada. So what do? I save them. Where do I save them for? Oh, sometimes I save them for the Bugcast. Sometimes I save them for the main show. Sometimes I play them wherever I can fit them in. So that was Melanie S. Jane and her track, What a Surprise. She is actually from the UK. So figured, what the heck? Let's play her on the Bugcast, right? Why not? Fits. It's a UK show. It's a UK track. So, of course, I will be sending links to her webpage to Dave so he can post them in the Bugcast show notes. Because there are always links to all the fantastic things on the Bugcast in the Bugcast show notes, just like I do for my show. Because, you know, I learned from Dave. Dave does great things, so why not borrow them and use them on my own show, right? Absolutely. And then a band that I have played over on the Insomnia Radio main show, but I figured, what the heck, let's play it over here too. Right? Why not? So, that was Sunny Blue and the Moons and her track Holy Water and Hellfire. And you can check out more of her amazing music at sunnyblue, that's BLEAU.com. And of course, that link will be in the show notes as well. She is from Nashville, Tennessee, down in the U.S. of A. And, just love her music. I've played a couple of her things over on the main show now in the last couple shows I have done. But it would be fantastic if the other Insomnia Radio hosts would do some more shows over there, too. I don't know if you guys, who all from the Bugcast, listens to anything over at Insomnia Radio. We did show 200 about a year ago. Yeah, almost a year ago. And I've done a couple shows since. And Stuart has done one UK show. And I've done weekly shows of Insomnia Radio Canada. Mm-hmm. So, if you guys want to hear more other stuff over there, feel free to let all the other hosts know what you want to hear from them. Because, yeah, that'd be fantastic. Dave and Caroline do weekly shows. It's live. It's amazing. It's fantastic. So, you know, if you guys are tuning in every week for this live show, it is amazing. And I'm sure Dave and Caroline appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in every week and holding conversation in the post show, whether that be in Telegram or Jitsi or wherever they happen to be hosting the post show conversation that week. Right? Awesome. I think I may have a couple of tracks coming from Jamendo next. Let's see. Off we go for more music.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Say the word, I'll be there for as long as we stand. We'll be together.
Nous sommes quand même, c'est sauter dans les flaques d'eau de Saint-Tropez.
That's your point of view. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to explain that it's a lie.
Something horrible. Then we're in another
one wrong move will drop us down and melt us into lovers too. Can we get out of this? Can we break out? If we don't even know how we got here.
Knows me, who's listened to the Bugcast and has caught the listener favorites, knows that at least one of those bands is one of my favorites, right? How awesome is it when you load up Jamendo and one of the first tracks that jumps out at you is a new Fresh Body Shop track that you did not know existed, right? Amazing. Fresh Body Shop, don't need a reason. They are from France. And Pedro makes such amazing music, always has. I'm pretty sure I had a whole bunch of his stuff on repeat on an MP3 player for the longest time. It is just fantastic to see that he is still creating great, amazing music, right? If you don't know his music and you're new to the Bugcast, go over to Jamendo and check out Fresh Body Shop. There is some absolutely phenomenal stuff there, right? And then Explosive Ear Candy. I know Dave and Caroline have played this band before on the show, but you know, when there's a new track, and I don't know if they've played it or not, because let's be honest, my last few months of Fridays have been absolute chaos. I don't know if I'll be home in time to watch the show or listen to the show, and I'm so behind on my own podcast listening that I figured even if it's been played, this is a great track. Let's play it again. So Explosive Ear Candy, How We Got Here, again, coming from Jamendo. So those are both going to be CC tracks. You guys can go vote for them. I'm sure Dave will have links to how to go vote for them in the show notes, so please hop on over there and vote if these are some of your favorite tracks, right? I'm finding all kinds of phenomenal stuff this week over on Jamendo, so we're going to get to some more music. I'm not going to talk too much about the bands because I'd rather just play the music, and if you really love it, you'll go over to Jamendo and read all about them and link to their stuff and download their stuff. And, you know, maybe if they've got a Bandcamp page where they've only released a couple tracks on Jamendo, you'll go over to their Bandcamp or something and buy their album. That would be amazing. That's why we do this stuff, right, folks? To support these phenomenal musicians in doing what they love to do. So I definitely have another one of my favorites coming up here next.
Still your head, 'cause you've been around, babe, you've been around for a while. I'm trying to wake myself, 'cause I know that you're her, the girl with the freckled smile. I think I've loved you before, 'cause I don't second guess and I don't question it at all. I think I've loved you before, 'cause I don't care, I don't care that I'm lost.
I've been around, babe. I've been around for a while. I'm trying to brace myself, cause I know that you're her, the girl with the broken smile. I know I've loved you before, cause I don't second guess, I don't question it at all. I know I've loved you before, but I don't care, I don't care that I'm lost.
said, definitely another one of my favorites there. So we had the Devil Music Company, and they are a rock group collective from the USA, and that was their track Head Over Heels, the Friend Group remix. And I feel like this has been played before on the show, or maybe I've just listened to it a whole lot. I don't know. But I do really enjoy their music, so I had to absolutely include it. And then we toddle to another location in the USA, to Chicago, Illinois, for a band called Color Out and their track Alone, right? So many amazing things can be found over on Jamendo. There are so many amazing bands and musicians posting their stuff over there. And sometimes you get a little sample of what their music is. Maybe it's a track or two. Sometimes, if you're very lucky, you get whole albums over there. And when we get whole albums over there, if there's a way to donate to those musicians and you really love their stuff, even if you only send them a couple bucks, I highly encourage you to do so. A lot of musicians do this as a second gig. It's what they really love and what they really want to be doing. But due to the joys that is music, not all of them can make a full-time gig of it, right? It's amazing when they can. And of course, you should definitely go over and support them. And I'm pretty sure that's why, you know, many, many people listen to the Bugcast or to Insomnia Radio Canada or whatever other music show you listen to. You know, once upon a time, there was Amped. There was the Justin Wayne Show. And then the Justin Wayne Show is no more, sadly. And, you know, Rose is still out there doing his Dark Compass thing, and he has morphed all of his shows into one. It's just now the Dark Compass Show, and, you know, he plays a lot of metal. A lot of metal. You will hear a lot of stuff from Asher Media over there. John sends Roe all kinds of fantastic metal music, and if metal is your thing, I highly encourage you to go check out Roe's show. But yeah, we podcasters are quite the community. We do like to help and support each other when we can. And that's why you'll constantly find me jumping in to help support Dave and Caroline when they need a week off and do the show for them. Now, I am working on trying to be able to do shows live, and I don't know how that's going to reflect if I start doing my show live, because one of the perks I have been offering for Patreon members over on my show is that if you subscribe at $10 or more a month, I do the show 2 days early for you. So, conundrums, thoughts, possibilities, things I could look into doing. Yes. And you know, midway through the show is usually when Dave and Caroline do a little bit of waffle and talk about current events and goings on and what the children are up to and what they've been doing work-wise and all that fun stuff. So if you're not a regular listener of Insomnia Radio Canada, you might not know for the past 11 months, I have been doing a full-time gig doing cell phone repairs. So I've gotten Apple certifications and Samsung certifications to be able to do all of their phones. Well, not all of their phones, but a lot of the phones. So for Apple's, we do like iPhone 8 to the current model, and Samsung's, we do 8 through the current model, plus some of the A series. And they had been looking at getting us contracts to do the Google Pixels as well. However, our contract got pulled with no notice, and they closed down all but 5 of the stores doing repairs. And those 5 stores got, hey, you're going to be closing in September. So I have like 3 weeks left of my full-time gig, which is scary and not scary, because honestly, I have not been enjoying the 10-hour shifts. I have not been enjoying my 40-plus minute drive every day. And all of the roads around me are under construction, because we have 2 seasons in Canada. We have construction in winter, right? Construction in winter. Seasonally, we have 4 seasons, but it feels like it's construction in winter, so never great driving either way. And the store I've been working in, even though our province lifted mask mandates a month ago, the store only lifted their mask mandate a couple weeks ago and just stopped doing contact tracing check-ins on July 1st. So I'm really not comfortable being in the store. I don't know about the rest of y'all and how you feel about all the things that are COVID, but I live in a high-risk household. I myself have asthma, and just the thought of getting any of the variants, even though I've had my boosters, is kind of scary. And everybody's like, oh, it's done, it's over, let's just move on. And I don't think for our mental health that's a good point of view to take, but you know, to each their own. but I'm kind of relieved that at this point in time that part will be ending, and hopefully I can find me some work from home and make some regular scheduled 3 to 5 hour days on Twitch and stream games. Thursday nights we've been doing Among Us. Mondays we're probably going to focus on some Minecraft. But I've got a whole bunch of Epic games I've never played. I've got a whole bunch of Steam games I haven't played. So I've got like Myst, I've got Half-Life, I've got, oh, what else do I have over there? I got the Untitled Goose Game. Oh my god, that is so much fun. And some of you will know some of these games and some of you won't. And if you wanted to come over and check out my Twitch channel, I would absolutely be thrilled for some more followers. I'm trying to hit affiliate status, which is 50 followers and an average of 3 viewers per stream before September. That would be amazing. I'm getting there. I am up to about 30 followers. And, you know, it would be fantastic to have more over there. So if you wanted to come over, it's twitch.tv/Chris_from_Canada. Trying to be consistent with my branding there. I'm Chris from Canada here. I'm Chris from Canada on my podcast. I'm slowly converting things over, matching up logos, redesigning things. All in all, it's fun. I like talking and knowing that I'll have viewers over there that'll respond in chat, and I can and talk to them in chat and stuff. And I know there's going to be a bit of a delay over there, but hey, it is what it is. Would love to see you over there. And if you're somebody who plays multiplayer games like Among Us, we do run a modded game every Thursday night, Town of Us Mods. There are links in my Discord server for that. And if you're interested in any of that, head over to canada.insomniaradio.net, and I'd be happy to share all that fun, fantastic, amazing stuff with you. Right? So hopefully this is enough waffle in the middle of the show for you. And you can all get back to some more music now, as I found some more amazing things over on Jamendo for you, right? Here we go.
Seeing you dance all like that, getting in the zone on my mic stand, watching you pop it all off, going crazy while I'm watching, thinking that I might fall in love. I don't really know where we can go, I don't even know you on a first name basis. I just wanna take it to my room, started taking off your clothes, now you really got me going off. Waking in the morning, seeing how you left the night, I cannot find my wallet and my phone, thinking of the worst, guess I should've seen this coming from the start. I never should've ever let you play with my heart. Everything is good though, I am used to being all alone, every day on my own. I was blinded to the real you, I guess I gotta learn from it and be the realest I can be.
Count me out, I'll find my own way there. You won't catch me climbing up your pretty stairs. And I know, hey, yeah, all the people say it's lonely at the top, but I love it that way.
I'm a lone wolf through the night, looking for my prey so I can eat and sleep tonight. I don't really that you were saying, everybody always hating for the work that I am putting in, doing God's work. Are these sheep following a pattern, understanding they too weak, and their minds cannot comprehend all the lies they were told. Now I guess I'm the guy to dispose of, doing everything I can, I be living up, making music for my fans, they be hyping up, growing every single day, I be thanking you, truly grateful for the opportunity that you have given me. I'll never let you down, cause I will work to be a better me. It's time to raise some hell and I'ma do it to the enemy. I'm Tom Orlando, love a lesson, now it's
thank you. and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and to chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
when I think I'm going to be running short of music, and I grab a track or two that's a little bit longer than average. I still have 3 tracks to get through here, folks. Like, I apparently did not plan appropriate time management skills here today. So, what did we have there? Well, either I'm going to have to save some stuff for next time, or I'm going to just, you know, plot on over. I think maybe we'll just save some tracks for next time, because, you know, there will be a next time. And if Dave and Caroline don't play them, well, then it's even better for me, right? So, we had there, Love It That Way, the radio edit by Tom Orlando, and he is from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, and a Canadian musician I've never heard of before, so this is fantastic. I got to discover somebody new for my show, maybe. Perhaps, who knows? And then we had a track called Boys, Girls, Toys, and Words by a band called Modern Pitch from Italy, and of course, everything there, those last two tracks were absolutely, obviously, what's the word I'm looking for? From Jamendo, Creative Commons. Amazing stuff, right? Awesome. So Dave will have all those wonderful links in the show notes for you and all that fantastic stuff. Now the question is, do I run 3 tracks and run over? Do I run 1 track and call it close? Oh, decisions to be made. So I have 2 tracks I think I'm going to set aside for another show, which is, you know, it's fine. It's not the end of the world. I can do that. I will just, you know, copy, cut, and paste and save them for another show. I'm sure I'm going to come on and do the Bugcast again because, you know, it's fun. And who knows, maybe by the time I do it again, I'll be able to do something live. Who knows? We got to look into that. Definitely something to look into and research and all that fun. So instead, I'm going to call Last Track Time because, well, you know, it's that time of the show. We're at, you know, 51 minutes. I know it's about a 4-minute track. Plus all your little outro thingies. So we're going to be running close to that hour mark tonight. I'd rather be a few seconds shy than a few seconds over. Or, you know, in this case, about 8 to 10 minutes over at least by the time I threw those 2 other tracks in that I was thinking about playing. It's all good, folks, right? It's all good. So hopefully you have enjoyed my little takeover this week, filling in the gaps this week in August for Dave and Caroline on this show. And hopefully you guys maybe will check out my show. Maybe come see me on Twitch. Maybe join us for a game of Among Us if that's your thing. We do try to run some Saturday morning games as well so that those in different time zones can participate. Last weekend we had Fat Freddy from New Zealand join us. So if you guys are in the chat room, you know, Freddy that pops in and he says good morning because it's his Sunday morning. He has been joining us. Or no, it would be his Saturday morning when he's joining the podcast. But his Sunday morning, he spent some of it with me last week playing some Among Us and learning how to play the game. And it was fun. I had fun. It was great having Freddy there learning the game. It was fun. Right. So, last track. I've played this on my show twice. I have permission from the musician to play it on here. Her album is now in full release. This is something she had fully kickstarted and funded. And I'm going to play the radio edit so it's nice and sweary free. But there is a non-radio edit for those of you who do buy her album. Leslie Hudson is a longtime musician, folk writer from Stratford, Ontario. Her discography is amazingly big if you go check out her personal webpage or her Bandcamp page. And this was the first single off of her new album. The track is Mermaid. All of her fundraising stuff was mermaid themed where she could. So hopefully you enjoy this. You'll check out her stuff and yeah, all that fantastic stuff. I'm sorry I have babbled at you now for like 3 minutes, but enjoy Mermaid. Dave and Caroline will be thrilled to have you back for their live show next week. And yeah, be safe out there, friends. Love one another and be awesome. Bye.
The make him cry for the mermaid. It's not because they're trying to get laid. If I make him cry for the mermaid. Cause the faith they got waiting. Heaven forbid they see me on the stage as more than a girl from the center page. I'm more than the storm on the lady part. That's not how we get to the top of the charts. They make him cry for the mermaid. It's not because they're trying to get out. I make him cry for the mermaid. It's not because they're trying to get laid.
cause I think they got a plan. You better run quick cause I'm burning this bridge. The first thing I did when I opened the fridge, the first thing I did was to take a deep breath. Then I let out the fire that burned in my chest.
Don't make them cry for the mermaid.
It's not because they're trying to get.
It's not because they're trying to get. It's not because they're trying to get light. If I make them cry for the mermaid,
it's not because they think they got.
It's not because
I think they got.
It's not because they think they got.
To walk the veil.
Oh.
Kick with your feet and I'm sure you'll be fine. I gotta go cause I'm bringing the wine. I gotta go cause they're waiting on me. Down where the party is under the sea.
Make them cry for the mermaid. It's now because I think I get late. If I make them cry for the mermaid, it's not because they think they got played. If I make them cry for the mermaid.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline along with the other listeners in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Otherside Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.